Maybe you should do things.
All snapped up. Hey, welcome to Hard On Podcast. It's a podcast that's not about length, but how you use it. I'm Sean Barnes. See, I was going to go with the long silence in hopes that you would say, oh, and I'm Jay Leonard.
Yeah, well, but, we can play.
I should have known that wouldn't happen.
We'll play podcast chicken.
Yeah, well, you win.
You're going to lose, son. You're going to lose.
We were just talking about Drew Carey.
Yeah, he's old.
He's 61 years old.
He's a lot older than you would think he is. 61. I mean, he's a senior citizen.
I would have guessed like mid to late 50s, you know?
Okay.
Which, I mean, isn't way off, but I don't know.
I mean,
it just seems like a lot.
61 is
61.
It's a lot. It's a lot of years. I was watching Karate Kid before I came down into my bunker and realized that Ralph Macchio is 58 now, and Pat Morita was 52 when he played Mr. Miyagi.
Really? He was only 52?
Correct. So Ralph Macchio in the new Karate Kid YouTube show is 6 years older than Mr. Miyagi.
Damn.
Right?
That just doesn't make sense.
It's crazy. I just can't.
But I mean, there's a bunch of shit like that too, where like there's a bunch of like actors out there who don't look anything like their age.
Yeah.
Like fucking Keanu.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's a vampire.
Yeah, I was gonna say everybody says he's a vampire. Dude's 55 years old.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's 55?
Yep.
Holy shit.
And then what's the other one everybody always talks about?
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain?
No, I don't know.
I was like, okay, I guess she's probably...
I'm just being goofy. Is she 54?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would have said like 46, 40. Wow, 54. Yeah, time just marches on.
But Paul Rudd's the one where everybody's like,
Rudd,
no.
Rudd. Yeah, Rudd's 50.
51.
51, right. Right.
Yeah, which that, he definitely doesn't look 51.
No. No, he really.
Like, he looks better now than he did 30 years ago.
He doesn't look like he's aged, honestly, since, like, he legitimately looks the same as when he was in This Is 40. And Knocked Up. Like, he legitimately looks the same, and that was like 10, 12 years ago. Not a day older. Not a subtle difference. Like, Seth Rogen looks four times as old.
Right, for sure.
Yeah. Bizarre. How bizarre.
And then, like, in Clueless, he just looks like... Paul Rudd in Clueless looks like when they take actors now and just, like... computer generate, yeah. Like, make them look younger.
Yeah, he looks like a young Michael
That's
Douglas
what he looks
from
like
Ant-Man.
Clueless. He looks like they, yeah, he looks like they had to computer alter his face to make him look younger.
Yeah.
In Clueless.
What was that?
Fucking Drew Carey, though. I was just saying, though, like, that show was on forever. Yeah. Like, the Drew Carey show. Like, I feel like I watched that whole show. It was on 9 seasons? Holy shit. I'm like, researching this as I talk.
I knew
it.
You were
nine
because
seasons.
I can tell by your cadence. It's so funny. I can tell that you're reading and looking at something, and I'm 3 miles from you.
Well,
close your laptop.
Close it. We'll have to use it to record.
All right.
Jay.
Well, turn it off to the side. Just don't look at it.
That's fair. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody talks about that show. And I know it's on reruns, but it's not on like Seinfeld level reruns, and it's not on like Friends level reruns. It's just a show that was a giant cultural phenomenon that just went away.
Right. It was a huge show, and like all these people were on it too, like
Ryan Stiles.
Fucking Ryan Stiles, yep. And
Diedrich Bader. Diedrich Bader.
What the hell is that woman's name? She was on Scrubs, and then
the lady with the makeup.
No. She played like the girl he was into on the show.
Oh right. Yeah, I don't remember her real name.
She was on Scrubs, and then she was on, damn it, Cougar something?
Cougar Town.
What was that? Is that what it was called?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So she like so I don't know. And then shit. Of course I'm sitting here just trying to fucking remember shit. The guy from had that late night show for a while from Scotland.
Oh, Craig Kilborn?
Craig
Craig
Craig's right.
Yep. This is great. This was life before the internet. It feels like you're like doing like a dumbbell curl after not doing it for like 10 years. Like I used to be able to do this. I can feel my, my atrophied brain stretching. Craig Ferguson.
Ferguson.
Thank you.
Yes. Craig Ferguson.
Craigie Ferg. Yeah. Yeah. And what was her name with the makeup? What was her name? Mindy? No.
I mean, on the show it was Mimi. Mimi, I remember that.
That's it. Mimi. Everybody remembered Mimi.
Yeah, Kathy Kinney is
that's
her name.
That's right.
And Krista Miller is the woman I was trying to think
yep,
of.
Yep, that's it.
Like, this show was on until 2004. That doesn't even make sense to me. It had 9 seasons, started in 1995. Like, and it's on like...
You're looking at it again.
Zero.
You're looking at it again.
I'm just saying, man. Like, it has no syndication anywhere. That's so weird to me. Unless it's on like Amazon Prime and just nobody
probably,
watches it.
It was probably part of like some weird backdoor deal that Drew Carey had to make to get the prices right. They were like, yeah, man, yeah,
right.
You can have this show, like, but you'll never make another penny off the Drew Carey show. And he's like, all right, well, I guess we're going to do it.
Bob Barker hated the Drew Carey show.
That was his only
he
thing.
Was like,
yeah.
He was like, I'll give him the wheel, but...
you make that show disappear. Is he still alive? Did Bob Barker die?
Do you want me to look it up?
No, I'm just asking if you knew, like...
I think he's dead. I thought, no, the dude's alive. He's 96 years old. Holy shit.
I was considering watching Happy Gilmore with my daughter the other day, so I put the trailer on.
Price is wrong, Bob.
Yeah, I put the trailer on and I was like, holy shit, Bob Barker was like 109 years old in 1995. But I guess, yeah, that makes sense. He's, wow.
Yeah.
See, that's a guy.
He's a net worth of $70 million.
That's a guy who's always been old, right? Like it's he's the inverse Keanu Reeves. He's.
Right, yeah.
Same thing with Alex Trebek. Alex Trebek has always been an old man. You know, He's always kind of looked the same except for, you know, he shaved the mustache or whatever, but he's pretty much always been the same guy. And then you hear that, you know, Shania Twain's 54 or whatever. You're like, how is that possible? She was just,
right.
She was just that girl. It's time, man.
I mean, Clint Eastwood's always kind of been an old man, but.
Yeah, kind of always
like,
been an old man.
But like, I've seen shit with him from when he was younger. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it doesn't really, but like, I couldn't tell you, I couldn't. Picture young Bob Barker.
No, because they didn't have photography back then. They did. He would have to stay still for like 4 hours and all that shit.
Or like Michael Caine's always been an old man.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of Michael Caine young, and he still looks like it's kind of like that Paul Rudd thing where he looks like just like a de-aged Michael Caine. Which I guess that's technically what he is. He was. He was a de-aged.
Yeah,
Michael Caine. How are you? How you doing,
James Earl Jones?
How are you doing?
How am I doing? Yeah. I'm doing, man. I mean, it's weird. Like I don't go anywhere, and I know we've talked about this the last couple of weeks, but it's just like I had to go out yesterday because I get like random assignments from work that are like, hey, would you mind just putting a few hours in here and there? And I'm like, well, yeah, that's fine, you know, and. Like I had to go shoot like a really short video yesterday and it was just weird being outside and like going into a place. I'm like, am I allowed to be here? Like a place that like I go to every day and all the lights are off and like there's usually people, like dozens of people around. There's like no one there. It's just literally me and one other guy.
Yeah.
It was weird, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
How are you doing?
I don't know. It's starting to get to me. It's today's day 28. I don't know. Everything's just getting small. You know, I'm starting to get a little cagey. I'm starting to get a little weird, a little sad. I don't know. I lost my job today. So that was.
Sucks, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yesterday. Today was my last day. So That's weird. I haven't not had a job in like 22 years, so I don't even know what it means yet. Like, I'm still trying to wrestle with that. And you know, I mean, it's happening to everybody. You know, it happened to you. It's, you know, there's like whatever, 20 million Americans or whatever have lost their jobs over this nonsense. So I get it. I'm not alone, but it's still a kick in the pants, man. Still a kick. I made it longer than a lot of people, so I have to be thankful for that. I held out for a month. A lot of people went right away. So, I mean, you know, I hung in there. But in the end, I just didn't have enough gas to cross the finish line, I guess. And
not by any fault of your own.
No, I know. It's just still weird.
It's just weird, right? Like, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, it's like this weird, it almost feels like guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I shouldn't feel guilty for not having anything to do, but like,
yeah,
I don't know. That's just the feeling. It's like, I'm used to waking up every day and even days that like the weekends are one thing, you know what I mean? Like, you're off on the weekend, but it's like, well, it's the weekend. I deserve this. I earned this time off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause it's the weekend. But like, now it's just like, I don't know, man. Like, I stayed up till 3:30 last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're going right back to college, Sean. Like,
I am regressing.
Pre-college. Yeah.
Yeah. That's this is like summer 2005, Sean. This is like, that's exactly what it is. Like, yeah. I'm just going to hang out and play Xbox all night and.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter what time it is, I guess.
No. I mean, not for you, right? Even you don't have kids or anything yet. So, I mean, that's cool. I mean, in that respect, that, yeah, there's nobody like waiting that you need to take care of in the morning and stuff. So you can just.
True. Yeah. I could see how that would definitely change things where it'd be like, well, you still need to engage with this other person and make sure that they're, you know, doing things.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to spend time away from her because I was like being lazy or asleep or whatever. That never feels right. I like to be around her as much as I can. But
makes total sense.
But it's a weird thing, dude. I don't know. Well, I'll get over it. And in fact, you know, at some point, I'm sure I'll actually enjoy it. I always had the thought. I always thought that I would be fired, or I would go out in like a hail of gunfire, you know. I didn't think it would come the way it did as the result of a plague. So,
well,
it's taken
some
time.
Can I ask you something?
Sure. You can ask me anything.
Like, did they tell you like, sorry, you're done, see you later? Or like, when this is all over, you're still coming back, kind of thing?
Oh no, the expectation is that I'll still go back.
Okay, sorry. I just wanted to clarify because I don't know the way you were talking for a second. I was like, shit! Like, did you lose your job?
The problem is that like the people that the company I work for serves are small businesses,
right?
And a lot of those small businesses are just not going to survive this. So then it becomes like, okay, well, does the company I work for survive this without all those small businesses? And it just sort of, that's where it gets a little hairy. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Who knows what it's going to look like on the other side of this thing? It could, you know, there's definitely going to be a loss of force. And I don't know, my part of that, I don't know, whatever. Who cares? That's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about pee-pee jokes. So, but it's just a weird thing. I'm still kind of digesting it. I like logged off the corporate network for the last time today. And a friend of mine at work, we always kind of bonded on like, we have like a lot of the same like pop culture references and stuff. So we always said like, hey man, like when one of us gets fired, what we'll do is on the way out of the building, we'll make sure that we page Randall Graves across the PA, and no one's going to understand what that means except for you and I. And then we'll know that the other one is on the way out. So we'll like wipe each other's hard drives and, you know, like start boxing stuff up and save the other one basically. Right. Like take care of all the rest of that shit. So today when I was, he's still working. So when I was signing off, I was like, well, buddy, this is it. Like signing off the corporate network, maybe for the last time ever, you know, stay safe and good luck and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I guess there's only one thing to do. And I found a GIF of Randall wrangling out the door. And I posted that, and he was like, well, that brought a tear to my eye, and then I just logged off. That was the end of it. So, yeah, I wrangled out, which I felt good about.
Good.
Yeah.
And I'm sure after a few days it'll hit you a little harder, but then after that it'll start to mellow. I mean,
yeah.
At least that's the way it's been kind of going for me. Like,
it's going to be
it's just weird not having anything to do.
Yep.
Like, I shouldn't say it. Like, I'm keeping myself kind of busy, like doing like things around the house and like creating little projects here and there, but like I don't have any responsibility at the moment, and that's interesting.
Yep. Yeah, I hear you. I'm going to go right into the next project, I think. I think that's what makes the most sense. It's the only thing that's going to give me structure, I think. So That's the plan. I think it's just I'm going to start like kicking off like pre-production for a movie and hope that when it's ready that we have a world to shoot in.
For sure.
At least that I can pour some focus into it. Now I don't have the excuse, you know. It's like all the other times that we've done stuff, it's always about balance. It's a balancing act, right? It's like dude, I was just talking about this months ago with you when I kind of like lost it for a minute and was like, I just need to take some time away. I need to, like, my whole thing was I was just having a problem balancing my life. My right. job started getting more demanding, and I took on some additional responsibilities outside of work, and you know, trying to like get my business off the ground and do this and that, blah, blah, and then balancing like the movie and then all these things, right? And I just wanted some time away and time to reset, and now all of a sudden here it is. Like now there's me being home with my family. I've been with my family every day for 28 days. And I don't have anything else to do. I don't have a job. So it's been a complete 180 from where I was when I was like, you know, in the doldrums.
It's kind of like the world almost said like, oh, you want less responsibility? Well,
yeah. You want to spend more time with your family and have less responsibility? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I just wish it didn't have to cost all those people their lives. But, you know.
Right.
What are you going to do? Here we are. Here we are. So, anyway. Dude. So, I know how much our listeners are basketball fans. I know that.
They love it.
They love us rambling endlessly about basketball.
No,
and
you know what?
What?
Shout out to my friend Peter, who's not a sports fan
and not a
stretch
and
the imagine
not a fan of Middletown.
What?
And not a fan of Middletown, but go on.
No, that was Max.
Oh,
that.
sorry Pete yeah. Sorry buddy.
But
I don't forget Pete.
He loves when we talk about the NBA.
Oh,
not a sports fan at all, but loves when we talk about the NBA.
All right, man.
I think he says because of how worked up over shit we can get.
It's so
when it comes
sad.
To the NBA. So
yeah. All right. Having said that, they released some news yesterday that basketball is coming back on Sunday. To ESPN.
Speaking, yes.
There's going to be a horse competition. A game of horse will be played on ESPN. Not ESPN 8, but ESPN is going to have horse. Like a game of horse.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about that?
I appreciate that they're doing something. I mean, if somebody said like, hey, it's a game of horse or nothing, I'll take the game of horse.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, of course.
I'm ludicrously excited about this game of horse, even if it's like the weakest game of horse ever. And it's like I kind of know what they're going to do. I know all the horse tricks, all the horse play, if you will. I know what they're going to do. Somebody's going to shoot it behind the backboard. You know, someone's going to do like the, now you got to stop and then do this. Like all those things are going to happen. Right? All the stupid horse tricks that you played with your friends when you were a kid. Like, you didn't say glass.
Of course.
All that stuff. I cannot wait to see it happen. Like, I'm counting down the hours. It's Friday night right now. It's going to be on Sunday at 7. I have multiple alarms set for myself. I am going to make... I have a bag of popcorn that I've been saving for this occasion. I'm ready. Like, I am so excited. That's where I'm at with this lack of entertainment.
And it's a solid lineup of players. I mean, they didn't get any, like, super top tier guys. The closest thing to a top tier guy I would say is Chris Paul.
And yeah, and I mean, Trae Young can't get COVID because crack kills COVID. So
right.
he's impervious.
But no, it's they got Chauncey Billups,
hey man.
Zach LaVine,
yeah,
Tamika Catchings,
okay,
Chris Paul,
yes,
Mike Conley,
yes,
Paul Pierce,
yes,
Trae Young, and Ali Quigley. That's the only name I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know who Ali Quigley is.
I mean, we all kind of just wanted to come down to Chris Paul and Trae Young, right? We all kind of want. Is that if it's like tournament style?
I don't know. I think Mike Conley's got a shot.
We should make this interesting. Not that it's not going to be interesting.
It's not a bad idea.
I'm very interested, but we should definitely place a bet on this.
Do you think Vegas has...
Oh, my God, bro. I was reading this stuff that Vegas had odds on with Nut Without Sports, and it was hilarious. And I wish that I knew we were going to talk about that because I don't know any of it off the top of my head. But it was super stupid. It was super stupid stuff. I can't wait to watch it. And the other thing was, speaking of NBA stuff, the idea... is being kicked around evidently of finishing the season and crowning a champion by Labor Day. So
oof.
Labor Day is in September and the 2021 season would start about a month after that, about a month and a half. Maybe, you know, about a month.
If they went back to an older schedule, start a little later, I mean, I think it wouldn't be ridiculous if they cut a chunk of games out of next season.
Kenny the Jet Smith suggested this today. I was listening to a podcast with him and Chuck and Shaq and Ernie, and Kenny suggested a NCAA-style tournament with every team. Give every team a seed, have them get it done in a week, and just like Sunday to Sunday, single elimination.
Yeah.
Think about how fun single elimination would be.
Dude, the Knicks have a shot.
The Knicks have a shot, especially after being gone a month, right? Like, there hasn't been basketball
in
5 weeks. There hasn't been basketball in 5 weeks, right? So,
who's number one? Who are the top teams in the East right now?
Milwaukee,
Milwaukee, Boston,
Miami.
I think, right?
Miami was up there. Yeah. But Milwaukee and Boston, yeah. Philly wasn't that far away.
Could beat one of those teams in a one-off game.
Dude, it's just any given Sunday all of a sudden, you know? Everybody's out of shape. All the synchronicity is gone. All the continuation's gone. Now, all of a sudden, you got a bunch of dudes who are not beaten up emotionally after the Knicks were going to, you know, they were going to lose fucking 50 games this year or whatever, you know? All of a sudden, all that is just erased. It's like a fresh start. Single elimination. Everybody plays hard NCAA style. And who knows what you end up with? You know, it sucks.
Who the hell knows?
It sucks for Giannis, right? For Giannis, if you will. It sucks for LeBron. But at the end of the day, man, how entertaining would it be all of a sudden to see like a New York Knicks Sacramento Kings final? 2020.
Right.
Who knew? Do you believe in miracles, baby?
Then everybody would be like, well, coronavirus is the best thing that ever happened to the Knicks.
The worst thing that happened to New York, but the best thing that happened to New York is what they would say, right?
Oh, yeah, right. How they...
yeah. It would call it a push.
No, dude, it would be like when the Yankees lost the 2001
yes, it
World
would.
Series.
Yes, it would. Yes, because the Knicks would go undefeated.
The Knicks would make the finals and they would lose.
And they would lose. And they would lose by two in overtime. Like, and it would be.
To like OKC.
Yeah. Like on a bullshit foul call. You know, like it's something that sent a guy to a line with like 0.4 seconds left. And yeah, that's how it would go. You're right. 100%. You're right.
Uh huh.
That's exactly.
I didn't mean to bring you down. You're
damn
right.
It.
You good?
No.
Well, you know what else is coming on Sunday?
Oh.
A brand new episode of the Netflix smash hit Tiger King.
Is that coming Sunday?
I was told Sunday.
Oh, come on.
Not by like an insider or anything, but I'm pretty sure it's coming out this Sunday.
Like the toothless guy with the two chiclets when the no shirt called you and he's like, hey, man, listen. hey, listen, man.
So did you see the fuck's his name? Yeah, Channing Tatum to play him in a movie.
Yeah.
I could totally see that.
So, okay. You watched it. You finally got around to watch it. You're the last person in America.
I did. I know I'm like 2 weeks behind everybody.
You're the last one. Yeah, you're the last one
to complete the
cycle.
I'm the last one.
So, okay, first question before you start. First question, did Kieran watch it with you?
Yes, she did.
Wow. Okay. Good news. That's great.
Yeah,
glad to hear.
I think I mentioned this in the last episode of the podcast.
Somebody just flushed the toilet in my office bathroom.
It twice.
God damn it.
You all right?
Somebody just flushed the toilet in my office bathroom and it's okay. It stopped. All right. Sorry. Go on.
You okay?
Yeah.
You
started it twice. She was uncomfortable.
Twice, and Kieran was like, I can't watch the animal abuse. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to watch it without you. And she finally actually hunkered down and watched it with me. So
okay. There wasn't any real abuse, right? I mean, obviously like towards the end when they were like, oh yeah, the spoiler alerts. When they were like, oh yeah, this guy bucked down like seven tigers.
Right. And then it's like the blatant in your face stuff. I mean, in a way it's all abuse, right?
Of course.
Right. But as far as like actually witnessing, like she couldn't handle watching that snow leopard in the in that van in the Florida heat or wherever that
It was 100% Florida. There was just it's 100%.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts? So,
I mean, they're all shitty people. Like every single person in that movie is an asshole.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Like usually you watch a docuseries like this and you're like, oh well, here's the good guys, here's the bad guys.
Did Carol Baskin kill her husband?
Carol Baskin killed her fucking
husband. 100%. 100%, right?
No way she did not kill her husband.
No, there's no way. No, 100% she fed him to those tigers. 100%.
Like, I want an entire docuseries just about that.
There's going to be one on Discovery Channel, right? Or whatever Discovery Channel. The FXX of Discovery Channel. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, ID?
Yes, ID. The ID channel.
Investigation Discovery?
Yes. So they're going to have an entire series about that. And I think it's
going to be called Carol fucking Baskin.
It is. They said it's going to be like this like crazy definitive story of Carol Baskin and Joe Exotic. So that is going to be interesting. I mean, go ahead. Sorry, it's about your experience. So, okay.
Well, no, I mean, I'd like to discuss it with you.
Okay, I know, but I'm like, I watched it a couple weeks ago. It's still kind of fresh for you. So give me your thoughts here. How is Joe Exotic pulling such a young trim? That's the question.
Drugs, man.
Yeah?
He's got to have a pipeline. To like
literally
or a line of pipe,
right? Hey, yo.
A
line and a pipe,
right?
pipe and a line,
that's got to be what it is. Like, those guys were all definitely drugged out,
yeah.
I do feel like the last guy that he married,
yeah,
that guy was into him,
yeah, but also still kind of like there's still some issues there, right?
Well, it didn't. I mean, it was weird that they met They met and got married 2 months after the one kid died.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's weird. But
also, he's
that,
like,
he's
like 22, right?
Right. Outside of the fact that he was 20, like 22 years old.
Good looking kid.
Whatever he was.
Like, good looking kid. Like, he's not going to be struggling.
Right.
He also
didn't seem all like methed out either.
He didn't. He seemed like a catch is what I'm saying.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like,
but
I think that kid was actually into Joe.
Yeah, but
he
that,
was actually
but
into
that
Joe.
That tells me that something's wrong, though, right? I mean, if you tell me, like, the guy with, like, the two chiclets jammed up in his gum line, I get that. I'm like, okay, well, this is a profoundly damaged person. And he found, like, love in this dude. And okay, that makes sense to me. If you tell me that Travis or whatever, the second guy's, the Maldonado's, he was like, it was a drug thing. Like, okay, totally makes sense too. But this kid, I don't know. I think there's some like profound mental illness there because at that point, you know, Joey's like pushing 60, right? He's like, you know, he's in bad shape. He's awful. He's in bad shape. He's in bad shape financially. He's in bad shape. You know, he's like, he's just in a mentally, financially, he's in this tornado of suck, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, right. So, but he's still pulling young honeys. It's just it's confusing.
It's the animals, man.
That's what they said. It's the tigers.
It's the draw. Like, now, if you were in this situation, see, I don't know about you. I was telling Kieran while I was watching this, I have zero interest in holding a tiger cub.
I want to hold a tiger cub real bad.
Yeah?
I like cats. And
dude, I have zero interest in holding any small creature, like wild animal. Like, zero desire to do so.
I don't want to do it from a moral standpoint because I know that creature doesn't want me to hold it, you know?
Right.
I get that. Or, like, it would be bad for it. But at the same time, I look at, like, a tiger cub and I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to pet that thing real bad. And I don't know what it is. it's like an instinct. Like, I want to sniff its head and I want to scratch its chin. I want to pick it up. I want to hold it on its back like a baby and walk around with it for like a half an hour. Yeah. Now, would I pay to do that? No, because that feels exploitative. And I don't want to do that. But I'm shit, man. If all things are equal, oh my God. If I could somehow stunt a tiger from growing any more than like 8 to 10 pounds, oh my God. Yeah. I'd have a whole farm of them.
I mean, I don't even think he seemed like the worst guy out of everybody in that documentary.
All right, let's talk about Doc Anil. Doc Anil, can we?
Yo, yeah, he's a piece of shit.
What's going on?
That guy is fucked up, man.
He's another one. He's another one that proves that to your point, to your theory, it's definitely got to be about the animals.
Right. There's no reason these, for the most part, beautiful women.
Yeah. That, oh my God. Like, that guy had like a stable, a formidable stable.
Yes.
And he also had a white guy, Indian name, Maharishi bullshit ponytail. So,
right. Oh my God. That
there
guy.
Was a
but
lot
he was
of
smart.
Stuff.
That's the only difference. The difference between him and every other guy in that fucking thing is that he understood when to shut the fuck up.
Okay, yeah.
Like there were a few times they asked him questions and he was like, I'm not gonna answer that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, I didn't like how he sort of directed his own segments. That was kind of weird. Like he knew what was
Oh,
up.
Right.
Like he was so well versed in this. He knew exactly, you know, well you want to come down. Didn't he have a conversation pit? Like 1970s style conversation pit in his living room, like a giant couch.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot going on with that guy.
Yeah, and he was like, "Oh, do you want to come in here and have all of the cats all over me?" And you come on in and...
Ugh.
But that guy was on fucking... Leno. Like,
yeah.
He's like the guy, I guess. Like, he's like the fucking cat guy.
He was Britney's cat guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But then Britney was also hanging out with that bitch Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin, bro. What is going on?
Dude, it was just all over the place. It was all over the place.
Yeah, it was a lot. I mean, the first few episodes, I felt like I had whiplash, you know? Like
I was like, where is this going? What are you trying to tell me?
And it was a lot of information all at once. You know, and then like the guy, the producer, did he burn down the building? You know, I mean, it seems like it's...
Oh, I know, right? At first, I'm like, oh my God, they fucked this guy and got rid of all... lost all of his footage. But then on the other hand, it's like, Well, maybe he fucking got paid and did it himself.
Yeah. Like, he's got like a seedy past. Everybody that was in that, it, as you said, is a piece of shit. Every one of them is
not one
up.
Person that they interviewed or talked to, or I mean, except for maybe a couple of the guys who like worked at the zoos.
The chick that got her arm ripped off, I felt bad for her. That was
I liked her. Yeah. I liked the guy with no legs.
Yeah, he was cool as hell. You know who else I like? Cool. I like that one dude who helped that Fred Durst stunt double. By the zoo at the end of the show, and he was like, and he was the guy that had the monkey crawling all over him in all the interviews. You know who I'm talking about? The guy who came in and helped Joe Exotic at the end, he gave him all the money, and then he was like a jerk off. He looked like he was wearing like Affliction t-shirts and jeans and shit.
You talking about the guy with the bandana?
Yeah.
Under his hat, like
yeah, but
really?
But no. But he got with a guy at the end of the show who was helping him build a zoo, but he screwed
right,
that guy
over
too.
One of the
too.
Other guys. Yeah, that guy owned his own like big cat place.
I liked that guy.
Him early on.
Yeah. That guy was kind of like, he was like a straight shooter. He had such a thick accent that they had to subtitle him, which was hilarious.
Right. Oh, no. He was like, you could tell he's like a piece of shit, but he's like...
He wears it on his sleeve.
Our level.
Like, yeah,
he's
exactly.
Like our level piece of
exactly.
shit. Like a guy that like I could see myself dealing with that guy on a daily basis.
He's,
and being like, no, I know how to handle this guy.
Oh, yeah. Baboons. Yeah. Primates.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
Yeah. But like the other, every other person in that it was a psychopath.
Pro
man.
Level.
Even Carol Baskin's new husband is a fucking creep.
That guy's a creep too. He just released a video yesterday, I think, about the show and about how the people who he was saying how like the people who made the show the two people who made the show were the biggest criminals of everyone involved in the show, bigger than Joe Exotic and Doc Antle, because they convinced him and Carol that they were there to tell the story of Carol Baskin, and Joe would be included in it, but he wasn't going to be a giant part of it. And you know, I mean,
shit, who knows? Maybe at first that was the plan.
Yeah, maybe at first that was the plan. Right. Exactly. Who knows?
But any of these, most documentaries that are good are usually about something that happens over the course of making the documentary.
Yeah.
Like,
true
I feel like so many, like, and this was probably one where they're like, holy shit, this whole thing is a shit show.
Oh, yeah.
We need to find out as much about this fucking breed of person as we can.
Exactly. It probably got super deep, but she definitely killed her husband. And did you see that the reporter for the New York Post yesterday or 2 days ago asked Donald Trump if he was going to exonerate Joe Exotic?
That somebody really asked him that?
It was a reporter for the New York Post in the Washington press White House press pool. Like, that was your question, like during a pandemic where, you know, thousands of people are dead and a million people have it or whatever. We're up to 500,000 people have it. And your question was, are you going to pardon this guy?
That's insane.
It's so dumb. Yeah. Yeah, but that's the world we live in. But this is it. Everyone's stuck inside, right? We're all stuck inside. We're all watching the same thing. Everybody has Netflix.
Right. And we're trying to look for like other shit to talk about. We're scratching for it.
We have never been more relatable as a species than right now. I mean, dude, think about it. There's no sports, right? So there's not even like the distraction like, "Well, I'm a basketball guy. Well, I'm a baseball guy. Well, I'm a football guy." That's gone. So there's no like combat sports or, you know, sports with a ball. There's nothing. All there is Netflix. That's it. Nothing else. So
Ben
like
Ben and Jerry's is coming out with a new Netflix and chillin' ice cream.
Yeah, they are.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Yeah. I mean, I'm agreeing. Sure. Yeah, they are. They have to. That's a great idea.
I've seen the ad on YouTube maybe 5 times today.
What's in it?
So I don't know.
Okay. Spermicide lubricant.
I guess I'll figure it out.
No, don't, because then you get distracted and you start looking, and then the whole show falls apart.
You know. That
okay.
Hurts.
It's because I can't give you a dirty look. That's why I have to tell you this. Normally, I can sit across from you and just stare at you long enough where you feel it, And then you'll like put your lid down and go like, okay, I get it. I get what you're doing. But now I can't do that. So I have to say it out loud. See, I'm telling you, I've lost my power of passive aggression. This has been horrible.
It's just passive.
Yeah, exactly.
You can be passive or aggressive. You can't do both.
I don't want to be I don't want to be I'm not the aggressive guy. So I have no choice. Are you looking it up though? Yeah, of course.
I mean, you don't want to know.
So what is it?
It's peanut butter ice cream with sweet and salty pretzel swirls and fudge brownies.
Okay, but that sounds like that could be anything.
That's anything, right? They were like, oh, we need a name for this.
Just give us
Netflix wants in. Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah. Are they going to pay for the pretzels? Is that how it works?
Yeah, right.
This better be rolled golds. I paid $14 a month for Netflix. It's more than I paid for HBO when I had it.
How much do you pay for Netflix?
It's like $14.
Wow. Do you get like the Ultra HD version?
No.
Or did the price go up and I'm just one of those idiots that doesn't pay attention?
You're one of those idiots that doesn't look at your credit card statement. Likely. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah, man. It just keeps going up. I'm telling you, it's more expensive than HBO. And what's super good is that I keep forgetting to cancel Cinemax. And I don't even have Cinemax. I have it on Prime. Like I have And every month, like I'll get the alert on my phone that my credit card spent money or whatever, and I'm like, what the hell is this? $9 or $10? I'm like, what's happening? What? I haven't touched anything. Right. And I had Cinemax. Great. Cinemax, the worst of all the pay channels. And I got it because one day, 3 months ago, I woke up early to go to the gym and I was like, I really don't want to go to the gym, but I would really like to watch Clerks. You know what? I'll get the free trial of Cinemax and watch Clerks on the treadmill. And then that was it. I've literally never watched another thing on Cinemax.
And how long ago was that?
3 months ago.
So you've paid
$30 additional
To watch Clerks once.
One time.
That's great.
Yeah.
I thought Clerks was on Netflix.
No, it was. And then it went away.
Motherfuckers.
That's the bitch about Netflix. Like, you know, everybody likes Netflix. It's great. And I understand that server space is not endless and all that shit. But like, come on, man. With this whole thing where like, hey, you know, 175 movies are leaving and these new movies are coming. Like, can you just keep your stuff? Like, we're all paying. Everybody in the world has Netflix. Like, let's figure it out. Let's figure out a compression algorithm or, you know, Pied Piper. What's up with those guys from that HBO show? Can they figure out some kind of way to compress this video so you need less space, you know? And then we can keep Clerks so I don't have to pay $30. I'm going to pay another $10. At the end of this year, I will have paid $120 to watch Clerks once in a treadmill. A movie that I have seen probably 150 times previously. So they got me. Got him. Got him. Oh, God.
Dude, yeah. I mean, we've been watching nothing but like documentary series, and it's like, I don't know. I need new shit to do, man.
Do you know that thing that happens? Remember like when in the old days, in the time before, where like a Friday night would come in. You and I would be excited to not be doing the thing that we did most of the week. Now we just...
Oh, yeah. It'd be like, oh, fuck, it's Friday.
Oh,
we're gonna go hang out, maybe eat some pizza.
Yeah, I get to do this.
Record Hard On, and it's going to be fucking great.
Yeah,
I'm going to look forward to it. Like, but...
Oh, yeah. I look forward to it. No, not arguably. I inarguably look forward to it more now. Because now I just walk around the house all day. And then I know that at 8:30 we're going to record, and it makes me happy. So then I have something to do that's not trying to fill my day. And dude, I'm not like, there's nothing else. It's just
right.
Oh, it's so depressing.
I feel like I'm in some sort of like post-apocalyptic like meetup where you and I both have like ham radios, but we're like hundreds of miles away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just like, well, like, listen, we're going to meet up at 8:30 on a Friday and we're going to chat so we can keep each other in the loop with what's going on in our neck of the woods. All
yeah.
Right?
What's it like in North Amsterdam? Like. Here's what it's like in South Amsterdam.
Right. We're just checking in.
Like if there wasn't a big building in the way, I could almost see your house from here. but we need to, ham radios. That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, you got your ears on? Hey, man.
Yeah, right.
Come back.
Went up to the roof and I twisted the antenna around a bit. I think I got a better signal.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, it's... Oh, there's something... What else did I want to ask you about? Shit. No, I don't know. I don't remember.
How long have we been going? I'm available anytime if you want to chat.
Yeah, but then, you know what? Here's the problem with that. And I think this is what we're all facing. Then we have less to talk about in the podcast. And there is...
Oh, no, it's true.
There's nothing else happening in our lives right now. So we're missing all this, like all the life experience, you know, like, oh, I had all this stimuli during the week. Let me decompress and share and have a good time. Now we all sort of have the same energy level and the same experience. And there's just not, I mean, like what else? So no.
Yeah. Like I feel like in the last, you know, 40 minutes, I've told you everything new that I know.
There is nothing like, new, right? I'm glad you watched Tiger King, right? Is that what it's called? Do I keep?
Yes.
Okay. Good. So okay,
and I did confirm that this Sunday is the day that I guess they're posting a new episode.
That's exciting. Okay, so Tiger King, the feature film, is being cast. You're the casting director. What do you do? Give me Joe Exotic, Carol Baskin, and Joe Exotic's two husbands in the show. Who do you go with?
I feel like I gotta like pretend I haven't already seen some shit online. Okay. Because there's talks about like David Spade playing Joe Exotic.
That's just Joe Dirt, though. That's just a pair. That's an all out parody.
Right. Sure. But I'm thinking like. I could see it though.
Well, yeah, of course.
Andy Dick, maybe.
Andy Dick. I never would have said Andy Dick. Okay, Andy Dick is good. I like Dax. Yeah. I like Dax Shepard.
Dax Shepard would be good.
Yeah. I like Dax Shepard for Joe. Andy Dick would also be really good. I think Andy Dick is a stronger pick than Dax Shepard. I think Dax Shepard is, yeah, he'd have to stretch, but I think Andy might have it. This could be his like. This could be his Vincent Vega, John Travolta moment,
right?
We could rise from the ashes like a phoenix, like a flaming phoenix.
She might be too old to play Carol Baskin, but I feel like she could fucking crush it. What the hell is her name?
Diane from Cheers. Shelley Long? Shelley Long.
Shelley Long would be funny. Actually, that would be no, you know what? Forget my answer. Shelley Long is perfect.
Shelley Long's my pick. Diane from Cheers. Yeah, Shelley Long is the one. I could see that.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%, actually.
Cool. And I know I didn't include this in the original request, but maybe like her husband is like Alan Arkin.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could do an Alan Arkin. Man.
Oh, dude, and Doc, what's his name? Doc
Andel. Yeah.
Would be John Malkovich.
Yes. Okay. I like it. Oh, I like it a lot.
And then what's his name? The Joe Dirt guy. Or not Joe Dirt. Fred Durst guy.
Oh, Fred Durst, right?
If you could get Fred Durst to play him,
you could
be great.
Definitely. What else has Fred Durst got going on right now? Yes. Who else? Who was your suggestion?
No, that's all I got.
Oh, Fred Durst.
I was trying to, like, who could we think of?
Yeah, Fred Durst.
I can't even think of his name. The fuck was his name? John something, right?
I don't remember. He was just the biggest dirtbag. Yeah, every time he came on, I was angry. Just such a poser. He was wearing like affliction shit. Come on, man. Yes, that would be great. Alternate choice in case Malkovich walks is Danny McBride.
Oof. It's a different vibe, but I can
it is
respect it.
Totally different choice, but it's a strong choice, though. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like Malkovich, strong choice. You go the other way, you got to go just as strong, I think.
That's fair.
Yeah. And maybe this is the moment where Danny McBride goes super serious, a la Tom Hanks, you know, in his first serious role after being known as a comic actor. And maybe this is the thing that gets him the Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows? All right, what about the boys?
Jeff Lowe is the other guy. That's the guy's name. I couldn't think of his
Jeff
name.
Jeff Lowe. Lowe.
Yeah, I don't know who would play this dude. He's just fucking...
Who? Which guy?
He's
Jeff
a psychopath.
Lowe? Jeff Lowe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like Fred Durst.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think Malkovich could play Jeff Lowe, too. You know what? I think Malkovich could play everybody in this movie.
Okay, yeah, obviously. Malkovich? For the boys, I go the guy with no teeth, just the couple of pumpkin teeth. I think you got to go. I think you got to go young.
Aaron Paul.
Oh shit. Yeah,
I think that could be good.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm gonna counter with the guy who shoots himself, right? Jimmy Franco.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yep. And then the last boyfriend.
That's really good, yeah.
The last guy, the new guy. And then now I think you got to ratchet it up a little bit. It's got to be somebody that's younger than Jimmy Franco. Somebody that's like the Hollywood up-and-comer now. Like, who's the guy now? You know, who's like it's 1996, 97, and Kobe is on the scene. Like, who's that guy now?
I was going to say Zac Efron.
It's not bad. He's a little long in the tooth, though, right?
That's what I was going to say.
He's a little long in the tooth. So who's the new guy? Who's the it guy? Who's that Disney kid that just died? Because he would have been great.
Right.
Yeah. That wouldn't have been bad at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, shit. We could flip it and make it like Donald Glover.
Right.
Yeah. And they'd be like, what? What's the problem? And they'd be like, nothing.
No problem.
Yeah. All right.
I think he's a little young to play Jeff Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who I think could play him is Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yeah, but he could get away with it for sure. Gosling, good call. Good call. You could also flip Gosling and Franco.
For sure.
Right? They're sort of interchangeable generally anyway.
Right.
I there was a certain point where I couldn't tell you the difference between James Franco, Heath Ledger, and Ryan Gosling.
No?
I don't think so. No.
I could see that.
Or Jake Gyllenhaal and who's the Jake Gyllenhaal?
Tobey Maguire.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Tobey Maguire, and Elijah Wood. Right. Yeah. There's a lot of similarities there. Tobey Maguire.
I really like that we've divulged into just like, let's cast a movie that doesn't exist.
I think it's our strongest piece.
No, I would agree. That's our quarantine like.
Bread and butter
special.
It is
like, that's what we got going for us right now.
This is what we got. Just yeah, we're just trapped in the theater of our minds, and we can play.
You know what? Fuck it though. I'm saying once we get in the new recording space, maybe cast the movie would be a good podcast.
Cast the movie would be a great podcast. I like that. Hey,
like,
speaking
you
of
take
that,
real life situations.
Yep.
And you're like, all right, say you had to make a movie about this event, who would you cast?
Yeah. I like that. That's a great idea. Yeah, put that down. Put that in the ledger, Sean.
Sure, the Heath Ledger.
Write that in the meeting minutes for Hard On 214. Speaking of the new studio, tomorrow is the first time in 29 days that I will be venturing out into the world, and I will be moving into the new studio tomorrow.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's equal parts exciting and terrifying. I've been finding myself kind of vacillating between, you know, excitement and terror all day. I'm excited to get out and do something and actually, like, use energy, which seems like that's going to be fun, but also, you know, a little bit scary because I'm going to be around, you know, I'm going to be around another person. And that's, you know, I mean, you never know. I'm going to be touching stuff.
Yeah, but I feel like... that other person's been self-quarantining for about 20 years, so.
Yes, that's a good point. A lot of girly action, though. So, I don't know, man. I don't know what that kid's dragging in here. I don't know what's going to happen. But that's happening tomorrow. So, we got to be out of the mall. Tomorrow will be the last... Tonight is the last night of the mall. I really expected it to go differently, you know? Like, I really wanted to, like, have a whole thing. I knew we were moving out before the virus, before the quarantine and all that. So I kind of thought, oh, we should have, like, a party, you know? We should have some, like, people in here. We should do a thing, you know? We should go down and get some pizza from our guy and you know, make it a whole thing. Because I really did enjoy our time at the mall. I thought it was, you know, it was fun, and it was very nostalgic for me because I kind of grew up in that mall when it was still a mall. So it was, it used to be cool.
And you definitely never knew what was going to happen.
No.
Like, you could come in and there could be like a flood rolling through, like, or there could be like five churches going on at once, all singing different simultaneously. Loud music.
But nobody ever, like, we could never really hear. I mean, we could hear it, but not like, it was never terrible, you know?
No. I'm not saying it was a problem. I'm just saying, like, you never knew what was going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. You could always get some cheap food, which was.
There was a liquor store next door.
It had everything that I needed. You know, there's a liquor store, there was a pizza place, there was a Chinese place. Towards the end, there was a Cuban joint downstairs. It was pretty, you know, and I can see it from my bedroom. I can see that building from my balcony. So I feel like I'm going to miss it, you know. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss being able just to kind of walk over there and be there in an 8-minute walk. Just if I'm like hanging around the neighborhood, all I have to do is like cross this little bridge and walk to the top of a flight of stairs, and I was at the office. Now, you know, it's not like it's like, you know, it's not a 30-minute commute or anything, but it's you know, it's right down the hill from you, which is good for you. But I don't know.
It's stupid close to my house. Yeah,
it's stupid close to your house. It's stupid close. Like, you could roll a basketball down the hill and I could catch it. Yeah,
it's stupid. Oh yeah, if you do it just right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got to play the land a little bit, like,
sure.
Get your caddy eye on, play the lie, as they say. But but yeah, you could definitely do that. So yeah, so tomorrow's the day we move into the new place.
Well, it's bittersweet.
It always is. It's the last time I had a tougher time moving out. We spent more time in the last place, and a lot of shit happened in the last place. But yeah, I'll miss it. I will miss it. I will also miss Jack, the.
I miss you.
Oh God, I miss you so much. I miss rituals. I miss human contact. It's good. I just keep thinking about how good it's going to be. It's going to be so good, Sean. To like get together. What are you doing? What time do you get out of work? I don't know. It'll be out like 5. What's good for you? Dude, I have nothing to do. Do you want to get together early and get some food? I absolutely do. Do you want to like record and then maybe like get a drink later? Yes. Cool.
Sounds great.
Let's do that. Oh God.
That's going to be fantastic.
Oh, but don't stay up too late because tomorrow we leave for middle tour. So we have to get up.
Oh yeah, tomorrow we're heading to Connecticut. So make sure you have your shit together.
Oh, Oh, God.
Well, hey, man. Well, I'm glad we still have this. I'm glad this was a staple in our lives.
As long as we lives, got that... each other.
And hey, be on the lookout for Unsolved Mysteries Science Theater.
Oh, yeah. Episode 5 gets recorded this weekend, and then it coming will soon. Start to go up. Yeah, dude, last week we got into the paranormal for the first time. It was a watershed killer. Moment.
It was great.
Oh, I love it. I loved it. And UFOs won't be far behind. And then the Sam Squanch after that. Oh, yeah. It's going to be good. How many episodes in season one? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. 20 something.
Okay. Good. Okay. Anyway, keep an eye out. Yes. Keep an ear out, if you will.
Yes. And Middle Tour is happening. It's just on pause. And just like everything else in the world right now. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with that said, that is hard on episode 214.
Sean, I had a great time.
So did I.
Dude, I'm sad it's over. And we'll do it again next week. What's quick wager before we go away? How many more basement shows do you think we have in us?
Three,
you think, huh? So this
they say things are leveling out right now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
but that, I mean, it doesn't do any good if you just automatically say, "Hey, things are getting better." So you gotta. I would say 3 to 4.
3 to 4. So this is 13 or 14.
This is 14. This is 214.
Okay, so you think it'd be safe to assume that by 220, we're back in full effect.
I hope so.
God damn.
That is my optimistic expectation.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. All right. Well, I'm with it.
Oh, God. What were you thinking?
Yeah, no, I'm with it. I want to hear, like, you know, by 216, I think we're going to be good, you know, but we've been just taking it 2 weeks at a time, man. So,
I mean, we already know things are shut down through the end of the month. So,
yeah, so that's 216.
I mean, who knows? Maybe that first week in May, things will turn around.
Maybe. You know what we could do? Hey, the new studio has 2 rooms. We could do this in 2 rooms.
Well, that just seems pointless. Like, we're doing that now.
We are doing that now. Yeah, that's true. Shit. All right. Well, hey, Sean, thank you for another week. And I'm going to ask you, is it good for you?
It is very good, Jay. Thank you.